It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Chad Carlisle with Sounds Good Audio. And I've heard the name Sounds Good Audio. I have for quite some time. How long have you been in business?
11 years.
11 whole years.
11 whole years.
And you got started how? How did this progress?
This was a side job while I was working at the lovely Cooper Tire Factory here in Texarkana, Arkansas.
Yep.
And over the years, I'd say over the course of probably 2 or 3 years, it developed into a full-fledged business. As we were discussing earlier, one door open, another door shut,
right.
Window open here, window shut there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord put his hand on it. Here I am talking to you guys.
Now he's on the pig. He is.
Yeah. This is made big. It. You're he big has time now.
We know he's made it.
Right.
He's on the pig. But that sounds great. And you came up with Sounds Good because?
Everybody says it.
Right. It sounds good.
Do y'all want to go eat so-and-so for lunch?
Sounds good to me.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So that's a good name, a clever name that you came up with. It sounds good audio, obviously. When you started out, what was the main business? What was big back then that may have changed now?
The technology integration side. Back then, the Facebook was not on yet. The Wi-Fi, and some people call it Wi-Fi, was not predominantly a household name.
Yeah.
So the Wi-Fi, the internet was a big game changer compared to then, and then now in today's time.
All right. And the type of projects you worked on when you first started compared to, you could do some bigger things now, but what did you start out doing mainly?
I was just a lonesome dove.
Uh-huh.
It was just me and pre-wiring new construction home for, cable TV lines, surround sound. Now, we are much more than that. Have got into the technology side of things.
Talk about some of the things that you're doing now that you mentioned on when we did the Facebook Live, but it's so diverse. You're talking about not only the outdoor systems around people's patios and pools and things
correct.
Like that, into the commercial things you hear around town. So talk about that.
Yeah, so we also do commercial stuff, and we get into video and audio distribution. Of course, into the restaurants, you got some restaurants that may have 20 to 50 TVs, and you have to distribute that video signal to all those TVs, and not all TVs are playing the same thing. So you got, 5, 6, 10 sources of video and the equipment, and then you got to be able to control that equipment. And so that gets into a whole nother ball game, but you still have to have the Wi-Fi, which is connected to a tablet, which controls the system.
So you said you do all the way from like funeral homes to restaurants, everything in between.
That's absolutely correct.
So if we hear some music,
it's
very possible that it sounds good audio.
When you're in a restaurant, you don't think, I like that music.
Yeah.
But when you look up and you really like it, it sounds good.
I was going to say, what I say when I hear it in the restaurant, I like it? Sounds good.
Exactly.
We do have our friend from the community, Chad Carlisle of Sounds Good Audio. And I don't think we talked about this on the radio yet. I know we did on the Facebook, but you guys have moved to a different location. A lot of people remember you from
Wake
Village, right?
That's correct.
You were around the circle?
We're out there in the circle.
For years.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty much where we started after I moved it from working out of the Hacienda. We moved over there after we kind of grew and expanded and started adding people to our staff. We moved over there to the Circle and little shopping center there in front of the Wake Village storage facilities.
But you decided you needed a bigger place.
We did. We were kind of busting at the seams over there. Found some property over in Nash. Built a new building over there. Gave us a little bit more room. To do what we do best. So, like I said, we got our showroom over there.
It's in the business park.
It's in the business park.
Yeah, I think most people know where
that is. Nash Business Park.
It's right. It's on 82, right past Nash on the right. If you're heading out.
If you're headed down Highway 82, cross over Kings, you're headed towards New Boston. Mm-hmm. The Nash Business Park is on the right. The city of Nash was very, very accommodating.
Good.
And welcomed us with open arms. They got a real great staff over at their city, and we were happy to let them have us.
We've had some of those folks in from Nash.
Yes, we
last
have.
Last year, talking about, I think it was the National Night Out thing, wasn't it?
It was.
I think it was, yeah, and we enjoyed that quite a bit.
So if I wanted to go to the showroom, I can't. We don't walk in anymore. We're gonna
right now during COVID, what's the deal on the showroom? Yeah.
So the showroom is just by appointment. We got people that are currently in the middle of building new homes right now, right. You know, they usually just call me ahead of time and say, hey, we got some floor plans. Right. I'm going to bring my builder with me. We have a big screen when you first walk in and a conference table to where, you know, if you don't have actual paper plans and you want to email them to me, I can have them pulled up on the big screen, you know, prior to being there and ready to go, and we can go over and lay your system out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll help a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Then it so this could be exactly what you're getting.
This could be anywhere from great sound system in the den or the game room or whatever to being out by the, as we mentioned, the patio and the pool, which is an ever-expanding business.
That's right.
So it covers it all. And these days, with all this technology at your hands,
right.
You want to have the stuff that sounds good. Obviously, you want it to be the best, and you want it to sound good, and you want it to work right. Otherwise,
that's right.
Why invest in it?
Well, that's right. It's all about the experience. You know, we have several different types of brand names. At the end of the day, it's all about how it's laid out, put together, and it's all about the end result.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a bad experience, you're not going to recommend us. You're not going to come back to me, but we want that best experience possible at the end of the day. And then, of course, you know, service after the sale.
Yeah.
People want to know that, hey, if it's 9 o'clock at night and I've got 20 guests coming over, my party, you know, is fixing to start. A lot of times I walk you through over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's been many times where I've dropped dinner and walked out, got in the truck and rode to the customer's house, and somebody might have hit one button. You walk in there, hit one button. Mm-hmm. But people remember the small things.
Absolutely.
And that's why they keep coming back.
You are so correct. And that is so, I don't know how to put it, it's so essential in these days where everything's so big and corporate and everything. When you've got somebody that is going to stand by their product, lives here in town, will do what you just said to help you out to make sure that you have a good experience, that is worth it.
Absolutely.
Right there. That's the most important thing is the follow-up, the customer service. You can get stuff from anywhere,
right.
But what good's it going to do you if they won't help you?
If you don't know how to run it.
You don't know how to run it. They won't help you. If something's wrong, you're just up the creek without the paddle.
That's right.
And you are here to help. So I think that is one of the key things. And I've heard Sounds Good Audio from people all the time for years. So I knew you'd been around quite some time. 1039-985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. And our friend is Chad from Sounds Good Audio out in Nash, Texas. And they service all across the 4 states area. How far do you go out?
We go out all the way to Dallas, all the way up to Hot Springs, and in between.
That's a big area, a wide area, as they say. We'll give you the Facebook and website information once again before we wrap it up. But we're going to play a game, and y'all don't look at the screen because you'd see the answers, Anna. I have to catch her all the time. She's always trying to cheat. We've had a couple of guests in here that was like, let me see. Let me get my glasses on. But don't read the screen, but it's, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
No.
And these are questions from a standard. I don't know. I haven't looked at them today. Some days they're very easy.
Yeah.
Some days they're not.
Okay.
I haven't looked, but this is a standard fifth grade curriculum. If you get 4 out of 5, you're doing great and you're moving on to the 6th grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5, then I guess we're going to have to go to summer school or something.
Okay.
But
anyway. Summer school sounds like fun.
Here we go. First question. What historical period's civilization left behind cave paintings? Was that the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, or the Iron Age? Cave paintings. What would you say?
I'm going to say cave.
As in stone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You?
I'm pretty sure I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with cave. I think it's bronze.
No, y'all are right.
Okay.
He got it right.
I got it right.
Wow. Well, you got it right because you tagged along with him. But you were...
I don't know why you fussed about that. Like
I don't
that.
Know.
Sometimes they fall in my lead.
I want to hear your song, or not your song, but your idea first sometimes. How much is 1,000 times 1,000? Is that A, 100,000, B, 1 million, or C, 10 million? That's 1,000 times 1,000.
So we've got six.
This is
zeros.
Math. This is
six
not so
zeros.
Easy. 1,000 times 1,000.
So we're going to 6 zeros. What is that?
You're asking the wrong guy.
We got into math now. You don't get to write it down. Just guess. Yes. Guess.
A million.
A million.
6 zeros.
Yeah.
Yep, that is correct.
I was
going
to say 8, but I wasn't real sure.
Well, this time Anna dragged Chad into it, but it's fine. which of the following is closest to 2 miles? And this is going to be that kilometer junk. What is closest to 2 miles? 1.5 kilometers, 3 kilometers, or 5 kilometers?
5.
I'm going to say 3.
Chad's right. It's 3. So Chad takes the lead here. Who was America's first astronaut? Very first astronaut in space.
Are we talking about the monkey?
We're not talking about the monkey. We're talking about a human being for America. First astronaut, A, Alan Shepard, B, Neil Armstrong, or C, John Glenn.
And John Glenn.
Careful on this.
He said to be careful. Are you still positive on your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with him. John Glenn.
Well, y'all went down the wrong path. John Glenn was the first one, I believe, to orbit the Earth, but Alan Shepard was the very first one to go up after the monkey
right.
and the dog.
Neil Armstrong
whatever.
Was the first one to walk on the moon.
There you
we
go.
That one.
You,
yeah.
you got that one right. He's still ahead. Chad's still ahead.
That's fine.
Where do metamorphic rocks come from? Metamorphic. Is that A, volcanic eruptions, B, natural erosion, or C, other rocks?
Think metamorphic.
Metamorphic.
I'm going to go
volcanic,
with lava.
Natural, or other rocks?
Volcanic.
Huh?
I'm going to go with
I'm
going
to go with B.
I have to look and see. Actually,
it's other.
It's C, other rocks. I don't know. Meta, metamorphic. Don't ask me. But Chad won, obviously.
Yay.
And he gets to go on to
That's
the.
Because he sounds good.
He gets to go on to the sixth grade. Anna has to go back to summer school because she did not get 4 out of 5. So there
it's
you go.
It's okay. Life goes
on. All right. Well, thank you for playing the game, Chad. And once again, where can they find you on Facebook and the website?
Facebook under Sounds Good. Audio/video, SoundZGood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sounds with a Z, good. Audio/video on Facebook. Website is www.soundsgoodtxk.com.
All right, and they're out in Nash at the Business Park there, and you can go in the showroom by appointment right now, but check them out. Sounds good. Sounds good.
It sounds really good.
All right, thanks for coming in, Chad. Hope you can come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.